This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you. America, what are you struggling with? Well, know this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the amazing thing about the human body. And the thing is that all we have to do is make better choices every single day. Learn more, educate ourselves more, and we can empower our health, which will empower our life. And it's unbelievable when you see that. And you see it in someone's life, because so many things, or so many times, we get stuck in a rut. And we get diagnosed with something like arthritis or depression or anxiety. We lose a job. Somebody dies. We go through depression, deal with anxiety. And then all of a sudden, it's like the world's crashing in on us, when all we have to do is start making the right choices to dig ourselves out and get stuck where we are and start making better choices for our health and for our life. And we can. But it starts with you. No one else can make a decision for your life but you. The doctor can't do it for you, your husband, your wife, your kids, coworkers. No one else can take responsibility for your health and your life but you. And so on this show, that's what we want to do. We want to be an encouragement to you, a voice to you, to help you go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. And that is one of the greatest things you can do. 888-283-7272. Quote for the day comes from Reggie Leach. He says, success is not the result of spontaneous combustion. You must set yourself on fire. I love it. Let's go to Joe Dean. I think I said that right. Is it Joe Dean?
It's Joe Dean Harris.
Joe Dean, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do to help?
I have a brother who's been diagnosed with a cirrhosis of the liver. He was in the hospital a few weeks ago, and he's out now. He's never been a drinker, but he had hepatitis some years ago. And he's on furosemide, I think, and lactulose and some other spironolactone or something. He's wanting to know, is this as much as can be done, or is this something nutrition-wise he should be doing?
There's a lot that he should be considering if you're dealing with the liver.
Uh-huh.
Now, what have the doctors told him? Nothing?
I beg your pardon?
What have the doctors told him? Nothing?
My battery is running down in my phone. I've been waiting so long, I forgot my charger. I can't hear you. I'm breaking up.
That's okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to answer your question. We'll put you on hold here, Jay, if you don't mind. Now, when you're dealing with the liver, there's a couple things that you always have to consider. Just in general, the liver itself is one of the top regenerating organs in the body. So regardless of what damage happens to the liver, even with something like hepatitis B or hepatitis C, which can be very challenging in their own right, the liver is fairly resilient. Now, depending on the decline of a disease process toward the liver, that can be the deciding factor and at the level that it's declining. So that's just a couple of things to consider in the middle of that process. Now, for general liver health, detoxification is the key. So eating well is very important. Not putting a toxic overload, meaning a lot of preservatives, a lot of processed foods in the body that the liver has to work double time and overtime to overcome. So that is vital and that is important. Using certain supplements can be helpful. And there's good research on something like milk thistle. And again, it's not an end-all be-all, as we say in the South, but it can be very beneficial and it can be very helpful. But again, it's more than anything, it's about healthy lifestyle. If he can maintain healthy habits, drinking plenty of water, getting good proper rest, eating a non or an anti-inflammatory diet like that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, which will set the body and set the stage for the body to function at a very high level. If he can do those things and start eating healthy, start exercising as best he can with the energy that he has, and pumping that lymphatic system and helping the body naturally detoxify, those are some of the best things that he can do. Because the body will change, and it's possible. I'm not saying that it definitely will just turn around and that everything's going to be fine, but it will change, and he just has to be willing to change. And he has to be willing to change his habits. And that's the key. So from a natural perspective, there are things like a liver gallbladder flush that helps clean out the liver and the gallbladder. That you can do research on that. If it's in my book, Empowering Your Health, also has that in there. And those are the kind of things. But if he's under the care of a physician and it's at that level, then whatever you decide to do or whatever he decides to do from a natural perspective, make sure the doc knows. And it's, you know, and I'm adamant about that because the head coach, who the PCP, the primary care provider, is always the head coach. A lot of people will just go out and do their own thing. I'm not a big fan of that. And people call me all the time and they want to, what's the remedy for this and that and the other. And I don't mind talking about these sorts of things. But just don't go home and try to wing it yourself. That's not good. And I just want to make that point really, really clear because let's go now to Ed. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Dr. Issa. Thank you for taking my call. About 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, and I tried this CPAP machine for a couple months and didn't work out too well. And I wonder if you have any suggestions that I might try. Last fall, I tried some alternative nutrition response testing. I don't know if you've probably heard of that or not. But,
oh, yeah, definitely.
The different products didn't help any. And my physician recommended I take extra vitamin D, and I've been doing that for several years, but nothing's changed much. Do you have any suggestions that I might try or do?
What is your height and weight?
I'm about 6 foot and 165 pounds.
Okay. And so dealing with sleep apnea, have they done blood work on you to check all your different values and all, and they said everything's fine?
Yes, everything checked out pretty well. Yeah. I've always low on that vitamin D, but I've taken extra since then.
Okay. What about B12?
I'm not sure if they tested that. I'm not positive on that now.
Okay. No, that's all right. I'm just curious. There are some blood tests that you would want to run and that are not standard if they haven't dug deep enough. You probably just ran some basic tests, and if everything checked out there, they usually won't dig any deeper. And you could have a lack of oxygen going into the blood, meaning you could have possibly a B12 deficiency. Intrinsic factor could be low as well. There's another blood test called TIBC, total iron binding capacity, and that's a great way to really evaluate the iron levels in the body. Iron puts the oxygen in the red blood cells. And when they get low, potential toward anemia, that can cause some of these issues, as well as ferritin. Ferritin is a storage tank for iron as well, and it's kind of the reservoir. And when it gets really low, like down 50 or below, then it becomes a challenge because then you're not able to utilize the iron that you do have. So there's a lot of good information in the blood test. If they don't do the right ones, if they kind of just the basic ones and don't dig deep enough, that could be an issue. So I'd probably look into that. And there are strong evidence around food allergies causing swelling within the throat area and within the area back there that can cause some of these issues with apnea, especially for someone like yourself that's not overweight. That's why I asked you height and weight. So you might want to look into avoiding certain foods like dairy and wheat and maybe see how that works for yourself.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
The show where your health is your greatest wealth. You know, they found that heavy smoking is tied to advanced kidney cancer. Well, it's kind of like one of those duh moments. It's kind of like, yeah, well, we get that. Smoking's tied to just about everything. Well, they found that it's really strongly tied to kidney cancer. And just so you know, the kidneys are pretty amazing. They're one of the top three organ systems that we have to have to function, or we're out for the count. And I talked to a nephrologist the other day, and we were just having a discussion just about several things health-wise. And he said that actually our kidneys, with everyone, begin a pretty strong decline at the age of 35. And I was thinking, well, gosh, that's not very hopeful. I think that no matter who you are, technically, biologically, that there's a strong decline that kicks in at age 35 with our kidneys. And depending on our lifestyle choices that we make every single day based from that age of 35 – will determine the span of how well our kidneys do through the end of our life. So you think about that for a second, because kidneys play such a big role. And then, of course, if you have a health challenge like diabetes, that's going to speed the rate of how the kidneys can decline, and high blood pressure can do the same thing as well. So in this, they're talking about smoking, how it increases the risk of advanced kidney cancers and or kidney cancer. And a new study at Duke University Medical Center reviewed the cases of 845 patients who had surgery for kidney cancer or renal cell carcinoma between 2000 and 2009, and they found that current and former smokers were 1.5 to 1.6 times more likely to have advanced cancer than non-smokers. Heavy smoking, smoking for a longer period of time and smoking more, was associated with advanced renal cell carcinoma. Kicking the habit reduced the risk of having advanced disease by 9% for every 10 years that a former smoker was smoke-free, the investigators found. And the findings were slated for a presentation Sunday at a special press conference at the American Urological Association's annual meeting in Washington, D.C. Another study scheduled for presentation at the same time, briefing, found the rates of bladder cancer did not fall along with the lower rates of smoking in the United States. The researchers examined a national database and found that lung cancer rates declined along with decreasing per capita consumption of cigarettes between 1973 and 2007, but the same type of consistent decline was not seen in bladder cancer rates. So there may have been a decrease in bladder cancer due to smoking, but that increase or that decrease was offset by other factors contributing in a rise of bladder cancer in the last few decades. So these two studies shed new insight, they say, into the role that smoking might have for two important urological cancers. The news conference moderator, Dr. Toby Kohler, said in a news release, for kidney cancer, it is true that kidney tumors are more often being detected these days when they're smaller. However, smoking seems to confer a much greater risk than that cancer may be more aggressive. Cessation of smoking seems to lower the risk. Well, quitting smoking is going to lower the risk for a lot of issues within the body. I mean, and I think all physicians would agree, getting patients to quit smoking would be half the battle. That and drinking alcohol and being sedentary and overeating. I mean, you cut that out in our lifestyle in America, and you would see our health improve greatly. So it's about motivating and encouraging people to break through these habits and going to the next level in their health and with their life. 888-283-7272. And also, you can sign up for a weekly email newsletter. It goes out to you each and every week, and it will be great information. Also, other experts that we bring on to interview as well. Let's go to Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
My wife good to is talk 34 with you. This year, and she has a lot of pain with arthritis. it's been getting progressively worse for the last 4 years. It's rheumatoid because her fingers are going kind of crazy. They're turning, you know. Mm-hmm. Her great-grandmother had rheumatoid arthritis. And what I was wanting to know, other than the watch the diet part of the stuff to stay away from, the other night I heard you talk about vitamin D. Could you please talk about that? And is there anything wrong with getting a very small amount of garlic, oil of oregano, and curcumin in my wife's diet to help with the inflammation? Because she doesn't, she's a tough little soldier. She doesn't even take the ibuprofen for the inflammatory, but every year she's just getting worse and worse, and I'll take my answer off there. Thank you, sir.
Well, hold on. Don't drop off if you can. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to ask you some questions. The first is, so she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis how long ago?
7 years.
7 years ago, and how deformed are her hands right now?
Well, they're not. You have to look to see. They're not bad, you know, but, I mean, the fingers are, instead of straight, they're kind of, they're going in the wrong direction. They're bending at the knuckles and the joints. They're deforming. Well,
yeah, they're deforming now. So she's not taking any, hold on, she's not taking any of the methotrexate or any of the medication that they, Remicade, none of that?
Nope, she will not. Now, keep in mind, she's a very intelligent woman. As a matter of fact, she's a lab tech at a major hospital, but she has always believed that her body does the healing. She doesn't want to get treated for it, and try as I may, many different ways, I don't know how it works in your house, but in my house, she just will not. She just won't do it until she's forced to do it. Do you understand my dilemma?
Yeah, I do. I get it, because I know you're all about, you want her to go natural and be as healthy as possible, but you also want her to be able to salvage her hands at whatever cost.
Right.
And not lose any of that.
Right.
All right, let me tell you this. I recently, yesterday actually, worked with one of the top rheumatologists in the country. And I'm going to tell you some insights that he actually shared with me yesterday that actually opened my eyes. And here I am, you know, this natural guy that likes to do everything natural, and I really learned some things from an evidence-based that opened my eyes, that I learned about rheumatoid arthritis that I think I'm going to share with you, and it's very timely that we're having this conversation. I do understand that, you know, there's only so much you can do, and when you love somebody, you can't force them to do anything. You can only love them through something and encourage them and be a cheerleader, and that's why you're calling me. She's like, man, I need some ammo to help my wife. So we're going to talk about rheumatoid arthritis when we come back and come up with some answers.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As much of the country is dealing with record cold temperatures, folks do need to be alert. Dr. Tom Waters is an emergency physician at the Cleveland Clinic. He says frigid temperatures can escalate into hypothermia quickly.
Initially, they're a little excited. They're shivering. They may be stomping their feet and moving around a lot. But that's usually followed by what we call a slowing phase, when they start to get lethargic, maybe slurred speech. They start to have a little trouble walking.
That audio courtesy of Fox 2 WJBK in Detroit, Michigan. In his annual State of the NFL address, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addresses the controversial no call at the end of the Saints-Rams game.
Now, there's solutions for this, and I'm not suggesting that. That's what the committee has to focus in on. What are the solutions? What are the unintended consequences? And come up with something that we think can keep the competitive nature of our game, but also improve efficiency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
I was talking to Jim. Jim, we were talking about your wife and how she's dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. She's been diagnosed for about 7 years, is that right?
That's right.
Yep, and so now she's real adamant, works in a hospital, real adamant about not taking the standard medicine, Remicade and methotrexate, sulfasalazine, I mean, all of the different medicines that are typically recommended standard of care for rheumatoid. And so now, which it's normal, rheumatoid arthritis will affect certain areas of the hands, and it can really affect different areas. It can do the elbows, the knees, the ankles, the shoulders. It can affect just about any area, but the standard in the hands are in the wrist and also in our knuckles, our regular knuckles, the basic knuckles, like where you make the fist, called our MCPs, and then also in the what we call the pip joints, the proximal interphalangeal joints, which is kind of your middle knuckle right there. So yeah. Those are the ones that it affects, and that's why when it affects the pip joints, which is the proximal interphalangeal, that's where it starts bending the fingers, and that's where we get those deformations that form. And those are called the Burchard's nodes. And so it really is a challenge all the way around. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to rheumatoid arthritis and you're dealing with that, I was talking to a rheumatologist, and it was really one of the top in the country. And he has some really good insights that, of course, kind of floored me a little bit. Just so you know, I'm not a big fan of having to do methotrexate or the Remicade or anything. But he was telling me that the mechanism of how it works within the body, which, I mean, we all study it and we know it. If you go to medical school, you study all this stuff. But, again, you learn so much information. Some of these little details you leave out. And that's why the specialties are so important, because once you go through your general training and then you go into your specialty, although you forget a lot of the basics, you get so specialized that you know that one specialty inside and out. And when we were talking rheumatology, it just blew me away. He was showing me the mechanism, although it is a little hard on your liver, the medication, which most medications are, but the methotrexate and Remicade, really tough on the liver as well. That's why I have to check blood work and all. But he said that it really can stop, and not stop, but really slow down the progression, or if not stop, he said, the progression of the rheumatoid. And literally, I walked around with him with some patients, and it was, he showed me some different cases of some people that he had taken care of. And there were some that did it late, kind of like your wife is doing, where she's just putting it off until it gets so bad that she's forced to do something. And those are the ones that you can't help, because once the deformation happens, it's completely non-reversible. It will not ever go back to the same, ever. But if you catch it in time, when the pain begins and all, then it is. And I know you're faced with the deal of, hey, listen, my wife's pretty hard-headed, strong-willed, and when she's got her mind made up, there's no changing it. So your biggest, I guess, goal here is to be her cheerleader and to be her biggest fan and to be her encourager and be like, look, honey, you know, I talked to this guy, or you've done some research, or however you want to pitch it, and give her that example. Now, am I saying go take the Remicade and all? That's a decision that she has to make. But I will tell you, coming from a guy that I highly respect, and that's a board certified in rheumatology, has been practicing for well over 20 years. It was very, I mean, the evidence and what he showed me, I'm pretty sold on the concept of it. But let me tell you this, from a natural side of things, there is a lot she can do. Now here's the deal. Here's a little trick of the trade. You're dealing with T1 helper cells and T2 helper cells. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. So let's go back to the basics. Take that medical approach that I just told you and that information, and I want you to just hold it in a box. Let's go over here to the natural side. Natural side of things when you're dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease. Autoimmune, what does it mean? It means that it's self-attacking. So that the body thinks that the joints, for whatever reason, is foreign to the body, and it's potentially cause damage to the body. So what happens? The immune cells, the T1 killer cells, and the T1 helper cells, and the T2 helper cells, just call them killer T cells, but those immune cells begin an all-out attack on whatever they think is an invader to the body. So if they think the joints are an invader, they're attacking the joints, which causes the breakdown and the deformation. Now, here's the deal. There is a way nutritionally to look into, they found, research has, to use certain components to suppress, can't stop it, because remember, autoimmune disease is like a light switch. Once you turn the light switch on, the best you can hope for is that there's a really good dimmer switch on there. And your goal and your hope is to get that dimmer switch to dim all the way down with the lights barely on. So you can slow that process down, all right? Now, there's a little self-test. There's blood tests and everything else you can check. and you can get with your doctor on that. But I can tell you a little self-test at home where you can kind of know, she might notice some things herself. First thing when dealing with autoimmune is that you have to figure out which one is active. One of those T, usually not both of the T helper cells are activated. It's kind of like a teeter-totter or a seesaw. And, you know, if one side goes up, the other one goes down. If the other side goes up, the other one comes down. So it's usually like that. And so when you're dealing with the T1 and the T2 helper cells, the reality is green tea activates the T1 helper cells. And echinacea tea, or echinacea in general, I just mentioned the teas because it just kind of is what it is. The echinacea tea, rather, I'm sorry, I said that backwards. Echinacea tea affects the T1 helper cells. Green tea affects the T2 helper cells. So, for example, here's a little self-test. If she were to drink green tea and feel better, all right, then it's probably, it's going to be suppressing the T2 helper cells. If she drinks green tea and feels worse, she's stimulating the T1 helper cells, meaning that substance is stimulating it, because they found that certain herbal components and certain foods can stimulate and suppress the T1 and T2, not like a medication can, but it's almost like it can either aggravate it or relax it, if that makes any sense. And so that's a little self-test. So, for example, she might want to look at maybe drinking echinacea tea for 3 days or so and see how her body feels. If she feels better. But if that therapeutic dose, and you might only have to take a half a tablet a week, but that medication can be preventative for the joints getting worse. But what if she was doing an anti-inflammatory diet, figured out whether the T1 or T2 helper cells were involved, and could construct a diet around that, which could be her daily weapon? Then if she has to take the medicine for a preventative method to go to that next level, it might be 80% less of a dose that she would have to take if she did nothing. See what I'm saying? So if she has to use some of that to be protective against her joints breaking down even more, then, I mean, it is what it is. But if she can combine more of a natural thought of what can she do to get the body functioning at its best and suppress whatever immune cells are attacking her body, see, that's where the real help comes in. And that's where you can combine the natural-based thought and research behind that with traditional thought of healthcare. So that it's really not one or the other, and I hope you can kind of convey that to her, that it's good to look at both sides, especially when you're dealing with rheumatoid. And I got to tell you, until yesterday, I wouldn't have agreed with everything I just said. But after I've seen what I've seen, there's some strong validity to it. So I hope you'll consider that, and I hope that gives you some conversation tools for your wife. But we're always here for you. If you need anything, keep me posted, or you can always shoot me an email. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Joe. Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Living well, Joe. What's going on?
I have a runny nose and a sneeze, and I'm coughing, and sometimes my throat feels so way down. And I like to know what and I do for this symptom.
How long has it been going on?
About 3 days ago.
Okay. You've been going pretty hard, pretty stressed out?
Well, sort of, yes.
So nothing new going on. You just started having the runny nose and the sore throat?
Right.
Okay. Have you been to your doctor yet?
No, I haven't been to the doctor.
Well, you got two options. I mean, it sounds like it could be bacterial and it could be viral, because you're still within about a 3-day period. Do you have any fever?
Sometimes, not too often.
And have you checked your fever to see if it was elevated?
No, I sure have.
Yeah, I would at least get a thermometer and check to see if you had any kind of fever within that. Because, I mean, with bacterial, here's the deal. Bacterial infections, if it lingers very long, then you might want to consider, you know, going to your physician and getting it treated. If it's viral, it'll be in and out pretty quickly, but you'd have a fairly strong fever if it was viral, and it would hit you probably harder than what you're feeling now. So again, probably a little bacterial infection, and you kind of got an option. See how it feels, and this is my thought. This is what I would do. You see how it feels, and, you know, crank up things like vitamin C and, you know, just all your immune supplements and all, and eat really, really well. Cut out all the sugar and all that. Just, you know, make better choices here for the next week and do the best you can there. Drink plenty of water, all those, you know, common sense stuff. And see how the body does. If it's still flared up, I'd go to your doctor and consider, you know, getting treated for it if it's lingering around. But again, you know, most bacterial infections clear out in 14 days. But, you know, again, it's the gauging point of how bad it's affecting you. Only you know that. But I do want to encourage you, if it gets worse, definitely go see your doc so they can figure something out for you.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I
can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You know, chronic pain is something that so many people deal with. They do, and the use of drugs for it, narcotic drugs, are even more prevalent. A lot of the pain clinics are forming now, and the adage is, I think right now, that in Florida, there's more pain clinics than there are in the entire country combined. And it's really become a challenge. But they're saying now that chronic pain can affect, or is affecting, 116 million Americans. And it's become a real public health issue. And at the time, something to do about it, they're saying that there's a report done by the Department of Health and Human Services, and it was mandated by the healthcare overhaul law that estimates that chronic pain costs between $560 billion and $635 billion each year in medical expenses and lost productivity. But it adds pain and also personal and affecting each person's individuality. So the chronic pain from cancer to back pain is influenced by heredity, stress, depression, and other factors, and sometimes lingers after the underlying condition is treated because of the changes in the nervous system. So pain can be a disease in and of itself, yet the report points out few medical schools require or even offer courses on pain, and I'll tell you that. Exactly. I'm telling you right now that in medical school, we learned nothing about pain management. Zero. They don't even offer it. So if you don't get it in some of your rotations, which, I mean, it depends on through internal medicine or family medicine, if you deal with some chronic pain patients, which most of those do, depending on where you did your training, and you don't get any education on it. So you're just kind of off to the races. Hopefully you'll get some through an internship or residency. So as one member of the committee in this report, Dr. Sean Mackey, chief of Stanford University Division of Pain Management, said in a news release that chronic pain is a disease that affects more people. Listen to this. It affects more people than heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined. That's huge. All right, those are your big three. Heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined. Chronic pain is a disease, so they're calling it a disease, that affects more people than all the big guns that we see in America combined. Yet we spend only a small portion of the budget of the National Institutes of Health on understanding its cause or how to treat it. And our hope is that this report will serve as a wake-up call, they're saying, which I think this is good, to our country. And the new healthcare law requires that a National Academy of Sciences arm and make recommendations to the Department of Health and Human Services about the state of the science, they call it, in pain research, care, and education. And the report calls for more than everything, more research, more training in pain, which I think would be good for healthcare professionals, and expanded insurance coverage of pain care, because, I mean, that is crazy. I completely agree. If there's no training in it, you know, with it being one of the top diseases in our country, as they're calling it, it's pretty amazing. So the government agencies and healthcare providers, professional groups, educators, and everyone, really public or private, they're saying pays for healthcare really can help get the job done in this. And I agree with that. I think that it's a huge wake-up call for all of us. if you're in the healthcare field at all. And I think that without a shadow of a doubt, if it's affecting 116 million people in this, it's pretty incredible. And we're spending $500+ billion a year in lost productivity and medical expenses. It's time to make a change. And unfortunately, it's basically legalized drug use. And the problem with it is it's had a bad rap for a long time, is because there's a lot of people, don't get me wrong when I say this, there are many people that need the pain medications. They do. Literally, they're in end-stage cancer. They're dealing with whatever they're dealing with, chronic back pain that's so painful you can't even move, and they really do need it. It's very hard to gauge when somebody is using, so to speak, when they're actually taking the medications simply because they want to. They enjoy the high, like the way it makes them feel. They are going through things in their life, and maybe it helps numb the pain, emotional pain. And I've seen plenty of patients that do. I mean, I've seen plenty of people, patients that do that. And it's sad. It really is. And unfortunately, there's not enough regulation of it, and I think it needs to change. I think there needs to be a strong regulation of it. I've seen certain clinics and I've seen certain programs put in a three-step protocol where they can actually screen you, and then if you get into what they call a high-risk category through some of the screening process and the interview process, then they won't give you the meds. And I've seen that, and I think it's good. It is a very good process, because that way no one comes in on the first day and they can get the drugs. You have to go through a process, and only when you get through that process, and you know, they're great actors too. Let me tell you, people that want their drugs become very good at this. So I think that in the middle of this all, if education would change, if it would become mandatory, which I think for physicians and providers, mid-level providers, to go through some type of educational course where they could really brush up on pain management, understand it better. It's one thing to understand the drug and the biochemistry of it and know how and when to give it. But it's another thing to understand the entire process of pain management, when to use it, when not to, you know, how to read situations better, and to have good training and quality training. And some people say that comes with experience, but at the end of the day, there should be some standardized testing, because you're going to have younger docs, nurses, and whomever that come out of the gate that don't know. And may make poor judgments, not because they're not good at what they do, but because there could be some inexperience involved just based on the game that's being played. So in this area, with it trumping heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined, it's an area that needs extreme focus, in my opinion, that we really need to jump on to go to the next level in our health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, there's always hope.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.